Hello and welcome to the third season of The Soul's Conquest. Moral of the story is, sit back as we dive into today's story that is bound to open your minds, enable you, create a space where you can grow and evolve and learn and put things into your perspective, put the stories that we are sharing into your perspective and learn a lot. So yeah, sit back, sit tight, and let's dive into today's episode. Yay! Hello, conquerors! Welcome to the Soul's Conquest. Moral of the story is, now, this is the last episode for season 3. I am so glad we are here, and yet a bit sad, but this is something that has been in works for a long time, so I am excited to bring this chapter to an end and work on the next chapter, which if you stay tuned till the end, you're going to hear a lot of amazing things. But today I wanted to talk about asking for help. We have spoken a lot about the fear of change, being flexible. We have spoken about the comfort zone dilemma. We have spoken about how the ego traps us. And we have spoken about what we could do, like, you know, just being in awareness. But what can you do outside of being in awareness? Ask for help. Now, I know it is not as easily said as done. A lot of us have, myself included, I had to work through this because I was someone who was like, yo, I am the strong, powerful woman and I don't ever need help from anyone, right? But I had to go through a journey and I had to recognize that I need help in a lot of places, right? Like even with coaching, I was like, I can do this on my own, sure. And I can take my merry on time with it, sure. But I want to be able to do this in a way that enables me to do this faster, that enables me to coach as many people as possible and serve as many people as possible as quickly as I can, right? Without having to like worry about my own internal dilemmas, which I'm working on constantly, but actually being able to do this from a position of awareness, of presence, and not from a position of, oh my god, life sucks, oh my god, these things are triggering me, how do I do this, how can I coach someone? Getting out of that imposter syndrome, getting out of the being in the dark and just shooting arrows and hoping it lands somewhere. I was like, I need to take charge. And to take charge, I had to ask for help. So if you're aware of where you are, if you're aware of where you want to be, if you're aware of what the gap is, and if you are in conversation with yourself about it, which is extremely important because you need to be constantly in conversation with yourself about what is happening for you, what is coming up for you, how are you planning on moving through it, you need to ask for help, right? Like there are so many amazing people who have experienced similar things. They are not on your same shoes, like, you know, they are not going through the same path the same way that you are, but they have experienced similar things and they can help you move through it, right? They can at least tell you that, hey, this is something that worked for me, you can try doing this. Trial and error, which is crucial, right? Like you need to try a lot of things, and you will try a lot of things when you are in the journey of helping yourself become a better person. You will try a lot of things, but you can basically narrow down the list if you ask for help and ask for other people and their experiences and their perspectives around a particular situation. Because now the list is not, you know, you shooting in the dark and hoping that, okay, this works and this works and this works. It's rather than that, you are choosing from a list or a particular set of choices that have worked for other people and then modify it and make it work for you. You know, it helps you in the process of helping yourself get better. So my request to you is, if you're listening to this and if you're being called to ask for help, do it. It's not something that makes you feel vulnerable. You are not weak for asking for help. Heck, you're strong for asking for help. A lot of people bundle these emotions, bunch them up, shove them deep down and forget about it. They ignore it, right? They ignore it for the longest time possible. Every time there is this like, maybe you should ask someone for help, you're like, no, I can't, how can I? The ego tries to trap you, right? Like, because how can you ask for help? Someone will feel like, oh, you're so weak, you can't even do this. But I just wanted to remind you this of this one particular thing, and this is so amazing and so crucial at the same time. Your something small, like, you know, your ego will make sure that you think that whatever you're going through is extremely small, and it will be even smaller for the person you're asking help from. But it's not that. Whatever you're going through is pretty big for you, and whoever you ask help from, if they are someone genuine, if it's like a mentor or a coach, they will recognize that this is something that is huge for you, and they will help you through that. So my suggestion is, make a list of things that you need to work through. What from those particular things can you ask help about from other people? Make a list of people, right? There are so many amazing mentors and coaches around the world who can help you this through this particular situation. So you reach out to them, you talk to them, you don't just, you know, blindly, you know, talk to hundreds of people. You talk to the people who are actually working on a particular thing that is important to you, right? Let's say it's burnout. Let's say you're moving through a burnout. You can overcome it on your own, right? Like, hey, I have overcome it multiple times on my own, but I was hardly aware of the process. I didn't even know what burnout meant when I was going through it. But once I became aware of it, once I became aware of the process, it was much easier to help myself go through it. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to go through a bunch of trial and errors of multiple things and then hope that something lands. You have the opportunity to ask for help. You can always reach out to me if you're going through a burnout, and I can help you through that. We can work on that together. But there are hundreds of other burnout coaches, right? So here's something. Let's say you want to ask for help. You reach out to people who help with burnouts. You talk to them. Maybe we both fit each other, and maybe we both can, you know, sit together and work on this together. But let's say you don't vibe with, right? Let's say you vibe with someone else. You reach out to them. This is not an end-all solution. As a coach, I'll recognize that, hey, we didn't connect in that particular way. Maybe I can't help you in this particular process, but someone else can. And I, holding your best interest in mind and you holding your own best interest in mind, reach out to other people. Right? There's no one true solution for every problem. You can reach out to a lot of people, and someone in there will resonate with you, and you will resonate with them, and they will be the perfect person to help you on this particular journey. But you won't recognize that, you won't realize that or understand that until you get on the journey of asking people for help, until you actually look into who can help you, until you find 10 people who you resonated with, get on calls with them and see who you resonated the most with and who can help you on this journey. Help yourself by asking for help. I hope this resonated. If it did, leave a review. Share this with as many people as possible. Leave a comment down below and just be happy. I hope that whatever journey you're starting is something that is extremely beautiful, that you resonate with, and that it helps you become a better version of yourself. Now, as we are at the end of this episode, before I say bye, I just wanted to let you know that we are doing a second round of season 2. Season 4 will be all about conversations. In Conversation With is coming again, and I have an amazing lineup filled with amazing designers, amazing creatives, amazing coaches who are sharing their journey, who are getting in it, right? There's going to be some amazing information. It's going to be an amazing season. I'm gonna leave it at that. Season 4 is the amazing season, and it's going to be amazing. But yeah, stay tuned, it's coming soon. We have already recorded so many amazing episodes, and it's going to be awesome. So I hope to see you there, and until then, see you. Tata, bye bye. Thank you. Thank you so much, all of you amazing, amazing human beings, for listening till the end of the podcast. I hope that this story resonated with you. If it did, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Madhurima, that is MADHURIMA _ burnout soul coach. Super excited to hear what you thought about it. Share a snippet, share a photo of the podcast episode, share it with friends to see if my stories resonate with them as well. Let me know what you thought about the story, what aspect really connected with you, what aspect of the story really connected with you. And be sure to leave a rating on Apple so that others can see this as well. Leave a rating, leave a review of what you thought so that I can see it as well and know that I'm doing the good in the world that I'm meant to do. Also, you guys, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we are having a Patreon community. So after this episode launches, every Sunday at 9:30 p.m. IST, we will be going live in the Patreon community, available for all tiers, so that we can have a discussion around the story that was released today. Be sure to become a Patreon, join it, check out the links, check out what is available for you at whatever particular tier you are a part of, and join in. Super excited to build this community with you. Thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day.